Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the planning meeting of Melbourne Parish Council on Monday, the 8th of October 2018. Our agenda item, first agenda item, PL 02818, to receive any and approve, receipt and approve apologies for absence.
Councillor Kilmurray sent apologies, acceptable reasons were given.
Do we have to vote on that? Yes. So, thank you, Councillor Arp for proposing, Councillor Buxton second. All those in favour?
Thank you.
So to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations, that's PL 029. Any declarations of interest from councillors on any items on the agenda? No? Thank you. Any written requests for dispensations or for disclosable pecuniary interests? No? And so therefore we don't need to grant any, I take it.
No.
Okay, moving on then. Item PL 030. To approve the minutes of the planning committee meeting held on the 20th of August 2018. These have been circulated, and I don't believe you had any comments,
Clark. No.
Okay, so can I have someone to propose those minutes, please? Thank you, Councillor Buxton. Then Councillor Clark, all those in favour?
Lovely, thank you.
Anything to report back on those minutes?
No.
That is the last item, PL 031. So, item PL 032. Public participation. We have one member of the public with us today. Thank you for coming. So we do allow 15 minutes, but it's 3 minutes per item. So it looks like we'll only have 3 minutes of public participation. Did you want to speak during the public participation? Was it we do comments now rather than when the agenda item comes up. Right, so if you did want to say anything, would you like to say something now?
Okay.
I'm just going to start my timer.
Obviously, they've written a proposal to shut that road, and I guess you guys either object or approve that. Is it a case of you recommend something different, or because shutting that road is going to be absolutely horrendous, because getting out to the 505 anyway is a complete nightmare at rush hour, but let alone to go that route as a diversion all the way around back to get into the village. And in addition, on the top of the 505 near Royston, they're just starting the roadworks now for the new housing estate. So that is going to be another backlogged area. I think they started roadworks today, but that's going to continue for months because they're making a whole housing estate at the back end of Royston. So this diversion route isn't very safe either, I don't think. And I'm not sure that everybody's aware that their driveways are going to be shut off as well.
Right.
Because I presume the bungalow and the farm opposite, that whole road's going to be shut, looking at the plan that I saw.
They're closing the section between Carlton Rise and Victoria Way.
Yeah, so that is including all those houses, mm-hmm. Yeah. So literally people have to park their cars alternative places if they want them in the village, I guess.
We will be discussing that in full when we come up to that item. I'm noting on here, we've got that as item PL 0, so that just comes after the notices, and after our paperless planning committee. How long is the paperless planning committee item going to be?
I can't find it.
Okay.
In
terms of reordering the agenda, we'd normally do all the notices. Do you feel happy to stay and listen to the discussion then as well? I mean, certainly I think it's a discussion we will be having, because as councillors, certainly very concerned about the timing and the fact that it's 24/7. Can I assume you're a resident?
Yes, I'm 2 Victoria Way.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on and noting that. Okay, I go back to the agenda then. So we've got a number of notices that are just really for us to note. The provision of the rear car park for Cambridge Technology Centre, these are under PL 03318. That was approved, and our comment was to support that. B, for that agenda item, erection of a detached dwelling house, 45 Water Lane, Melbourne. That was approved. Notes were to actually object on that, so it'd be interesting to see when we get any more information on that as to why our objections.
Yes, there would have been reasons submitted when the objection notice went in, and obviously there will be reasons on the decision notice, so it's a case of comparing the two.
Yeah, okay. D, just think it's interesting for us as a planning committee to sort of try and work out the reasoning behind some of these things. The proposed tree works at 15 The Lawns, that was approved, and we also commented to support that. D, proposed tree works in a conservation area. There was no comment by us because of, I think we were in core at then, as a number of people knew the householders, but that was approved. E, proposed tree works in a conservation area, 9 Drury Lane, that was approved, and we also comment was to support. F, some more tree works, 16 Dolphin Lane, that was approved, and we also said to support that. So those have been noted.
Yeah, Chair, just with the one where there was a difference of opinion, the B, I'd probably have linked directly to the decision notice. I'll bring it up.
Please,
if you
want. Please.
Okay. So the decision notice was just like it's just a standard one.
Right. Does it have our comments?
No, it doesn't. No, I don't think we were submitting them electronically at this time.
Right, okay.
Which means they haven't been put on the website. So I would physically need to go and check the actual paperwork.
Yeah.
Which I can do outside of the scope of the meeting.
Yeah, thank you. That would be really helpful, I think, just in terms of us broadening our knowledge. Thank you. Okay, we move on then to item PL0334, a proposal to the Melbourne Parish Council Planning to go almost paperless. And the clerk has put a paper together on this item. Did you want to say some more about that?
Nothing that's not in the report, but I will bring that up so you can have a look. So the main reasons, there are three recommendations. First of all, that you trial it for 6 months and is set up paperless tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It can never be completely paperless because you are, by law, need paper agendas and paper minutes. But the phrase paperless really is aimed at the extremely large volumes of hard copies of plans that get sent to the parish office. Probably about a third of total storage space is taken up with historic plans, some of which are huge volumes of multiple documents. But with the advances that the planning authority has made in terms of their website, performance of the planning department, notwithstanding for a moment, their website is very good. It goes back to 1940 something in certain areas, and from Melbourne it goes back to 1971. So you can access any set of plans that you care to on the internet.
Right.
It has a very robust search filter, and I have no trouble in finding what I need, and as you've probably noticed from the agendas and the hyperlinks. So really I want to, I think it will streamline and make a bit more transparent what it's doing, because everybody will be able to see all the plans rather than a map on a table which councillors cluster around and members of the public can't see it. Again, it will free up a great deal of space in the office, which can be used to put a much needed third desk in. And then in the report I presented, I produced a little bit of information about demonstrating the fact that there's an upward trend in the number of planning applications that are hitting Melbourne on a year-on-year basis. So you had 108 last year. This year you're going to break that total, because as of the beginning of September you had 83. It puts pressure on the parish office in terms of storing all that. So I felt, given that we've got the new overhead projector installed in this room and we have the means to display everything electronically, then perhaps it's worth giving it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is I would turn up to planning committee meetings, or Claire, usually me, with this laptop, everything already preloaded, so that I can show you any plans you want to see straight away. You don't have to worry about printing them yourselves from home.
It reduces cost as well, doesn't it?
It will reduce cost, yeah. And gram for gram, printer ink costs more than champagne. So it will reduce, it will lower the carbon footprint, do all sorts of good stuff, reduce the cost. As I've said, some of it would still have to be in a hard copy because there's a statutory requirement to do that. But otherwise, my proposal is that planning meetings sort of take more of the shape that you're seeing tonight, and less of huge piles of paper all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Any comments?
That's a very sensible suggestion, how it's going to reduce costs to the council as well.
Yeah. I just like the idea as well, the car that you'll be driving it, so I won't be sitting here with my laptop clicking on multiple windows.
Sure. I mean, I've got the whole day to get set up for
it. Absolutely. So the proposal is to trial this for 6 months?
Yeah, so
in the first instance.
Trial for 6 months. Project everything that needs projecting. I set up an arrangement with South Cams whereby if I do need a hard copy of something for whatever reason, I can get that on the request.
Excellent. Okay. Do I have a proposal? Councillor Clark? Seconded by Councillor Buxton. All those in favour?
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Whew. Right, I won't need to bring my laptop anymore. Fantastic. Okay, so moving on then, we are now on item PL035. To consider, if you don't mind, to get this loaded up for us, Clark, look at the correspondence from Highways on the proposed road closure. Could it possibly rotate that?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, so I've got one coming here as well. I did send a message through to you earlier on today, and I don't know if you saw it, but just my, on the document it said that it needed at least 12 weeks. And it's not 12 weeks to the 10th of December, it's not like 10 weeks. Did you see that? That's one of my objections in the first place, if you haven't been given. But I also don't understand why it has to be 24/7. Why, you know, that period of the 10th of December to the 20th of December, when you've got people probably rushing around for preparing for a certain time of the year. Yes, just a little bit.
They did give a few reasons, didn't they, about the width of the...
You must allow at least 12... Can Steve go scroll back up to the red bit? You must allow at least 12 weeks of this order to be processed. And the date of it was 26th of September, I believe. You scroll down to the bottom when it's dated. I'm sure it was the 26th, so I did a bit of counting on.
20 for the 12th, 18.
That was when it was lodged, 26th of September, and there's not 12 weeks between the 26th of September and the 10th of December.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's, I realise that's perhaps a point of order.
Well, but if it's in red, it must be an important thing if it's in red.
I went down yesterday, and like, I don't understand, I took some photos actually. There's already the chicane, if we can see where it is again, because they've already got. Are they saying that they can't put in traffic lights so it's single lane because of the proximity to the chicane as you come up from the A5?
Well, I've never understood why, if I may, sorry.
Yeah.
I've never understood why, as they have now, they have the traffic light just north of the Victoria Way junction, which is about enough for two cars at the moment to get off their road. So if you have three cars, they start to block Victoria Way.
Yeah, they did on the way down.
And they did last time, didn't they, when they did it before? Yeah. And so I've never understood this. It's a case of the little coney things which mark out the route, and they put the traffic lights at this in front of the chicane so that there is an absolute physical barrier.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have the one, you know, whatever you want to do, however they're going to do it, man it and... oversee it, quite frankly, and then as you say, they're not going to be working at night after six.
Yeah.
Put a big metal pack of things down, it will annoy the life out of people because they're clonk. But at least you'll have a road, and you won't have to do the whole lot because you just need enough to get around and get back onto terra firma again.
I don't understand to say why it's 24/7, why they've picked that.
It's also worth pointing out that the application states that even. I'll show you. So the road is not wide enough to have two single lane, two way lights to complete works. But then it says the width of the road will be 2.4 metres once traffic management is in place. That's enough for a car.
Yeah. It's contradictory.
Yes.
And they could actually make it wider where they're doing it, because it's just a case of digging a hole differently and putting the metal plates over it. It's as simple as that.
I think,
it's just time and money on their part.
Well,
this is the
I'm
quickest
wondering.
Way for them to do it, to shut the road off and then just stand there and we'll have 10 days worth of grief.
Yeah. And they, you know, I do feel concerned, so that obviously, you know, parts of the are going to be cut off really from the centre of the village at that time. And then people from on the other side, if you're trying to get to Duxford, and you know, you're going to have to go, we're always worried about the people doing the rat runs and things anyway.
It will also cause a problem for the parish council, in as much as it would make it very difficult to access New Road Cemetery.
Right.
At that time of year, there are likely to be the need for it.
There's another little gem, which is the East of England Ambulance Headquarters. They come through Beechwood Avenue on the bell, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't tend to do it if they're not on a call. That was the arrangement. But when they're on a call, these are the specialist units, and they come out that way to access the 505 and the M11 when they go north. Yeah. It's the quickest way by about 10 minutes.
Yes.
And in that particular game, 10 minutes is life or death.
Absolutely.
So actually, this is an absolute nonsense. Mm-hmm. They need to keep the road open, period.
What happens if any of us we need an ambulance and we're stuck the other side?
And that's it. That's it. So, yeah. You know, exactly, unless the ambulance service or fire service or the police are absolutely 100% aware, and I can tell you now, even with the best computer system in the world, the crews will still come the other way. Right? It just will not happen. They don't have the same systems in place of yesteryear as they do now. So you're jeopardising people.
Yeah, so we've got a whole list there of reasons why we... I mean, I'm assuming it says to consider correspondence, we're allowed to...
We've been given 14 days to comment.
To comment. So I have comments on...
No, it's 14 days are up again next week.
...concerned about, health and safety, emergency service access. You know, we don't... please help us understand why it needs to be 24/7.
Could I make a suggestion, Chair, that the 106 and conditions of this site, the Hopkins site, are quite clear that at 1800 all work will cease. For this particular piece of work to show willing, would it be considerate by this council if it was to suggest that perhaps that could be extended till 7 o'clock, so that the contractors have enough time to do the day's work and get everything put down on the plates back down at the end of the working day, so that the road can remain open at all times, just for that particular part?
I feel a bit concerned about that in terms of, you know, give somebody an inch and then...
Well, they don't stick to it anyway. This delivery is ridiculous.
No,
they're not meant to arrive at 8 o'clock, but they quite... It's driving me insane, because my dog wakes me up to tell me that there's a lorry parked outside. It's parked on the curb outside my house at 5 a.m, half 6 o'clock.
The site agent gets a call from me whenever I get money.
So. I keep taking photos and emailing them across to the Hopkins homes, but they're not responding to me at the moment.
Can't we get the South Kempston? Well, it's a different issue, but can't we get them to send them another letter?
That would be enforcement. Yeah. This is the thing.
Get them shut down.
They send it to me as well.
Oh, right.
And I'll send it to you.
Please
do.
Yep.
Good. That'd be helpful.
But with that, even with that in mind, I'm just thinking the quicker they dig the hole, and this is for the sewers. The quicker they dig the hole, get the sewers in and connected and all the other services, the better off we'll be. So to protract it more and more by saying you have to finish at 6, you have to do this.
First of all, I mean, as I say, for me, they haven't followed the rules of you need 12 weeks for it. For why do it, you know, at that time, 10th to 20th of December, maybe you could get more done if they did it when the road was less busy, maybe on Christmas Day or something. Who knows? But I don't know. I think we need to feedback real concerns about this and understand why it would need to be. I mean, because they're asking for 24 hours a day, and I think that's...
I'm actually quite concerned, seeing that this is going to be for the sewerage connection, isn't it?
I think
it was sewerage. I haven't seen, and I'm sure Planning Committee or Parish Council haven't seen, the submitted Anglian Water and Hopkins Homes sewerage upgrade to comply with Condition 9 of the Planning Inspector's decision, which enforced a Grampian order on this site, which said that no house will be occupied, no property occupied, until the entire network that Anglian Water identified as the shortfall that this development would overrun if it was connected to it. So you can't connect one single property on that site to the road. So I have no idea what they're going to upgrade to, but at the moment there are no plans as far as I've seen. So that's another reason as to why are they digging up the road without a proper plan that the parish council has seen sight of, because it might be something that we need to object to.
Clark, would it be possible to draft a response that includes all those and send it and have a look at it, and then we'll send that off? But it's got to be by when did you say?
I need to double check, but from memory, end of this week.
End of this week.
Can we add into that the danger of the 505 access?
Mm-hmm.
Make it very clear that there have been some very close shaves of people trying to come out of that road.
There's been four deaths at that junction in the last 6 years.
Yeah. Well, so I've actually witnessed the cars taking a chance and other people skidding and braking coming along the main road. So
perhaps another is to suggest when this work is does take place, there need to be a traffic control system at the end of
505. Can we say that we actually insist that there is a traffic control mechanism on the 505? Not
you should say it, but whether they listen to you is not a matter of time.
Well, just for health and safety reasons, we would like to insist.
A 24-hour, fully monitored system.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the batteries will run out, or they won't let it run, or someone will nick it. And then they'll have pandemonium again.
So I propose that the proposal is that I draft a response and send it out to all members of the planning committee for comment. Bearing in mind, I really need to send it off.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, thank you.
Are they saying that they definitely can't do half the road at a time from
that? They're just saying so to say that they're stating that the road isn't wide enough.
Yeah, but that's the developers saying that,
right.
Not the county council. Mm-hmm. And it's the county council who have the final decision,
okay.
And it's the county council who have asked us to comment.
Because I can't understand why if they only did half the road last time and they were doing all the other electric and gas or whatever they were doing. It
seemed to work okay then,
didn't
it?
And they would have asked emergency services to comment as well.
But it is important that these plans are actually seen by us before we even go to approve this. So that, you know, it's chicken and egg, isn't it?
Yeah,
We've got to see the plans first, and if the plans aren't even there, how can they be asking for this when they haven't been submitted?
Chair, if the clerk could make specific reference to condition 9 of the planning inspector.
Got it.
Thank you. So, do we need to vote on the proposal?
Yes.
Okay, can I? Proposal? Councillor Hart? Second? Councillor Clark, all those in favour? Thank you. And thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Also, traffic on the plan.
Yes. Item PL035B, to consider the correspondence from address management on proposed new street names.
Okay, so committee will recall that this came to meeting before last, I think.
Yes.
And the resolution was that a public consultation would be undertaken. That happened, and it lasted right the way through September. We had quite a good response. We had 136 responses in total. I tallied them all up in a very simple table, which is what's on the screen now. So all the suggestions down the left and the number of times they were suggested down the right. Nothing got suggested more than twice. And this is the list with the silly ones filtered out. So
we don't want you here, Avenue.
Yeah, Lesby Avenue and NIMBY and all that sort of thing. So I collated it into the table you see in front of you, and I sent the whole lot off to address management.
Mm-hmm.
They then wrote back, in fact, the same day with a standard holding notification, which basically means a standard objection to allow further consultation to take place, and that's what it says. So of the 9 that I sent in, because they asked for 9, and I gave them the top 9
in
my
right.
email,
okay.
as well as an attachment with everything.
Yep.
It looks like they chose 6.
Right.
And those are listed in paragraph 1 there.
Okay.
So Skylight Wise, Clover Way, Field Fair, Colour Screen, Fields Crescent, Paisaway, and Lambda Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Then, the next day, I got another letter from them with a second holding notification informing me that of the 6 that I've just shown you, the Royal Mail had objected to 3 of them. So they chose another 3 in consultation with the developers, presumably.
So those other three there, were they on the list?
They were.
They were.
Yeah. So everything was on the suggestions made by the residents of Melbourne.
Right.
And they seem to have gone with a wildlife or wildflower kind of theme. Okay.
Good.
And that's where we are. Okay. So we wait now for a decision to be made.
So we've got, so how many were they looking for? In the first
nine.
Instance, there would have been nine, and they've chosen six.
Of the 136 we sent them, they've chosen six. Yeah.
And we have no idea what the other three will be. No, okay.
Unless it's not.
Right. So is there anything else we need to do?
No, that's just all for noting.
Thank you. Yeah, I understand that was a good response. Am I right in thinking there was a box down in the house?
Yeah, we have a suggestion box downstairs. Yeah, we got some good ones.
Yeah, good.
I was continuously giving them out.
Excellent. Thank you. That's nice.
Who this is upset?
Lovely. Okay, if we can then move on to the next agenda item, PL036. This is S106 matters, and we have had some correspondence from South Cambridge District Council. Clark, could you just show us what this is about?
Yeah. So, right. So, communications from James Fisher, who is the S106 officer at South Cams, with reference to the application of 36 New Road that was originally for 18 dwellings, which was approved in March of 2017, and a Section 106 agreement at that time was also completed, which secured the features there that are next to the bullet points. The Planning Commission then lapsed without anything being built. The site was sold, and very quickly we got three more applications that were all virtually identical apart from the number of housings. So there's a fluctuation of about four houses from the smallest one to the largest one, I think. So the S106 officer has written to us again and said we need to now redo a process that the Parish Council has already done, and in layman's terms, send in a wish list to him of what sort of things you might spend the S106 money on. And that's the request. I spoke to James in person when the request came through, and he said that he can give us a fortnight to do it, so we're not up against any sort of pressure in terms of time.
So,
we
don't know which one is it.
We don't know which one is coming forward yet. No.
Okay.
But it turns out that the assistant clerk was able to dig out the original Section 106 wish list that you produced back in January of this year. So I've included that in your in your agenda pack as well. So you've actually already got the form that James sent us. You've already got it filled in with lists of what it is you want. It may be the committee is still perfectly happy with that, and it can stand for the present application as well.
Yes. Any comments from councillors and district councillors? Oh, yes. District Councillor Hales.
There is some speculation, I understand, with this application as to whether or not the applicant wishes to put affordable housing on the site. The rules are quite clear. It will be 40% or there will be a commuted sum. Bearing in mind that the granary development for Victoria Heights was 38.5%, I think it was, percent, and that cost that development 150k as a committed sum. So I would suggest that there would be a significant financial penalty, and that's what I would push hard for myself if they're not going to put forward on it.
Yes.
In actual fact, rather than actually the commuted sum, I would, from my own position, and I think that of Councillor Hart as well, we're both of the same opinion, that we would push extremely hard to enforce the 40% or they won't get their application. And that's how my view is.
So,
saying that, if I don't know whether this is doable, you might better help me on this, Simon. And that's that if 100% affordable can't be given, the 40% can't be given, is there any leeway within that commuted sum for some of those monies to be put to good use within the community?
Yeah, there would be,
rather than
let's say they came out with, the final figure was 30%. There'd be an S106 payment in lieu of affordable housing for the remaining 10%. And I've seen it done in the past where that money is ring-fenced for use in the community. So
rather than for affordable housing, we haven't got a room for anyway, there's going to be development.
Yeah.
it might be we could use it for perhaps community space or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Could you just mind scrolling up again? So we don't know at the moment though which one of those is going to be the 23 or the 18 or the 22.
Well, the figures are pretty much less. It was the original application that was approved was for 18.
Mm, yeah.
And I think those figures aren't that far different to the other one. What I would say, and I think it's mentioned further down in the letter that Simon showed me earlier, is the lifelong learning on behalf of the County Council. This is because between myself and working in conjunction with James Fisher, the 106 officer, and myself, we have challenged County Council's desire to make claim for the mobile library based on the fact that, A, in the 8 years I've been a district councillor, I've never seen the mobile library, and I have been particularly observant. B, I'm sure it does come, but it must come when I'm always out of the village. C, the amount of money that they are trying to take for it doesn't seem to have a justification with it. And I also mentioned the NHS, because in this particular one here it says to extend Orchard Road surgery, which is the standard mantra for the NHS England. And if you'll recall, we've had granary developments of 64 houses, we've had 199 houses in a 75-bed care home across the road, we have 23 houses down the moor, and all of these have had NHS 106s attached to them. Frankly, you could have a doctor's surgery about twice the size it is at the moment if you're carrying on this rate, but not one penny has been earmarked for that doctor's surgery. And having had discussions with the practice manager and one of the lead doctors, there does not seem to be any drive from NHS England to do that. Some low-level discussions as to how they might alter the inside a little bit, but frankly that isn't going to be enough for the 1200 people that are coming. So from that point of view, I would also challenge the NHS's ability to make that claim, because I would want to see absolute, genuinely passed plans that they are going to extend Melbourne surgery, Orchard Road surgery, sorry, with some of that money, or use that money in that process.
Are you saying that the NHS will actually get the money and it will just be like road tax and just go straight into a pot somewhere and use somewhere else?
I couldn't possibly say that, but the NHS, when we had the 199 prior to the actual inspector's appeal, we had the NHS England gentlemen sitting just about where you are now in this very room, and his attitude was one to shrug his shoulders and say, there you go. He wasn't going to enter into the conversation. We had the 106 officer, we had the doctors, the different practice manager, the head of practice, Dr. Easton, and a number of other people in the room. He was not having it, one word of it.
So
would not entertain any extensions to the Orchard Road surgery. So I'm not convinced that it's going to happen.
So we're being asked to consider these current funds. We have got some things already that we asked for. But there seems to be some confusion over some of the things in that letter that...
Could you go up a bit, please, Simon? Come down just a fraction. Come down a bit more, a bit more, a bit more. A bit there. Stop. Right. One of the things that has been talked about downstairs is obviously there's the ability to extend the space, but that's by the by. It's about some of the services which could be put into this building with if there was certain small amounts of money to pay for the room rental. Not making a profit, just about making room rental. So my appeal to the planning committee here is to insist that the library access comes to the LAP in its entirety, so that the LAP can do what it's got to do that. But the NHS money, as it is such a small sum, that too is redirected. NHS, if you like, make the claim, but it is redirected in full to the parish council, where it is ring fenced, and that ring fence money can be drawn down by the hub when it uses the rooms and what have you here to actually deliver with the medical practice any services which don't need a doctor.
Yeah.
Right? And so therefore we are standing on our own 2 feet yeah. to serve the village.
They do that in Campbell.
They
it's
do.
It's a good success. they have blood donating banks there, they have diabetic retinopathy screening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Sounds okay. Good idea. Yeah, that's good. That's okay, so that'll need to be added to this.
I think
this
we need to be very, very firm.
Yeah, yeah.
That we will not hold any truck from these individuals. I mean, the clerk is very much aware of the 106, the S106, I'm sure you are. It is to mitigate development for the community in which that development sits. Yeah. It is not to mitigate half of South Cannes or anywhere else because they can.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very strongly opinionated on this. I really am. I can't help it.
That's good to have strong opinions. Can I just ask this? But so the planning permit, the planning application will still have to come to planning anyway.
Yes. Huh?
So that will be looked at. I mean, this does nothing to. Skew any decision there. It just because we asked for it doesn't mean we're saying we want it or whatever.
No.
But we're just saying we're just reserve putting in
our mitigation list for that development coming to this village is this, and this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Should they win and get their own application, then they will pay that out because that's part of that mitigation. If they lose, if we. Like, and they appeal, and the inspector agrees with them, then they still get to pay.
Yeah.
Right? It's as simple as that.
So, can I read what I've got in my notes then, just so that I'm clear as to where this is going? So, it looks like the proposal is going to be to send in what was originally sent in January,
mm-hmm.
with the addition of the fact that there should be a payment in lieu of affordable housing should the affordable level be less than 40%. The library contribution, which now cannot go to the mobile library, should go to the library access point instead. And the NHS contribution should go to the PC so that the hub can be used to put on NHS outreach services. Sound that right?
The commuted sum to be paid to the parish.
So, yeah.
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 Okay, great. So that's our proposal. Yes, can I have a proposal, please? Councillor Buxton, second Councillor Clark, all those in favour? What's the timing on that, Clark? How long have you got to do that?
James gave me 14 days, but I'll get it done.
Okay.
Done
sooner than that. Yeah, okay. Brilliant. I guess we just in terms of priorities, our one the one on the highways road closure.
I'm pretty sure I'll get them both tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Lovely. Okay then, moving on then to our planning applications. We've got a number of information only items. This is PL 037. For information only, this is the discharge condition 2. This is with Hopkins Homes for land off New Road, Melbourne. That's the hard and soft landscaping. B, another for information only. This is the discharge of condition 4, metal railings. Again, Hopkins Homes.
I actually think, Chair, that some of these have been resolved. And okay, that one's famous last words. none of them have.
No.
But yes, it is for information only.
For information, okay. Do I still need to read them out? Oh, don't
I?
Oh. I've done before. Start us, I'll finish this time. Okay, so C, again for information, the discharge condition 5, plans indicating a minimum of 5 square metres of dedicated amenity space for Land of New Road. And D, the site signage. Do we get any pictures of this temporary sales cabin signage?
Yeah, they sent through examples online.
Uh-huh.
If you go online and have a look, you see some of their other offices that they use in other areas.
What else is that?
There was some actual cabin signage, which is as well.
Am I right in assuming that the house that seems to be up there is that the show home? Wonderful. Okay.
I think there was four across the front.
Okay.
They're kind of different builds.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so there we are. There's a picture of those. So, E is the... Any comments on that signage before?
That is actually an agenda item for making a recommendation on. So there needs to be a support or object vote for D.
Okay.
Because it's not for information.
Oh, thank you. I started and I finished before I knew I had. There we are. Right, okay, so what do we think then about this signage? And the look at the temporary sales cabin. Any comments? I don't think so. No. Okay,
It is what it is.
So we need a proposer. Do we need to propose this, or do we say we
approve? You can either support, object, or make no comment.
Temptation to make no comments.
No comment.
So the proposer is to make no comment. Can I have a proposal for that? Councillor Buxton? So Councillor Clark, all those in favour? Oh, right, this is E.
I think this one's been determined.
Okay.
Yes,
so
it has.
Just, yeah. So
it's been determined since the agenda was published.
Okay, and what has been determined?
It has been approved from memory, I think.
This is the...
Variation of condition of occupancy, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for TTP.
Yeah, it's just so the new owners can actually use the building.
Okay. Sounds like... use of space. Okay, thank you. So nothing to see on that one. Then we're off to F. This is the extension and conversion of part of an existing driving range to provide a customer fitting centre. The Kingsway Golf Centre. Oh, can we have a look? I had a quick look earlier on today.
Is there any particular document you want to see?
The site plan. Oh, I'm enjoying somebody else doing the clicking. This is wonderful. Thank you. So that's where it is.
It's not the most detailed report.
No, it's not, is it? The plans and elevations. Customer fitting. What is a customer fitting room?
It's basically where you get sized up for your golf clubs, because just because you can go and buy golf clubs off the shelf, quite often you need them inches shorter. And what they do, they take you through, they have screens, and they monitor you and they watch you and they do all sorts of things to say what the best type of clubs, whether you should have a softer shaft, a more flexible shaft, it's this, that and the other.
So it needs to be big enough for you to be able to swing a club?
It was a slide. It has to be bigger than the toilet.
Okay. I don't think there seemed to have been any feedback from anybody.
I'm a golfer, so I shouldn't really say that. So maybe
I wonder if there was interest there, Councillor.
Yeah, I was going to say I should have declared.
In which case, then we're in court and we can't do it anyway.
Is it?
Are you a member of Kingsway?
No.
Okay. Just a golfer then.
But it is, it's a sensible thing to have where you've got a driving range and it makes sense. And it's going to increase business for them and they are a local.
It's a facility, it's a village facility, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so. I couldn't see any reason to object to this, so we'll support it. Yeah. Proposals to support, proposed by Councillor Buxton, and seconded by Councillor Clark, all those in favour? Unanimous? Okay. There we go. Right, so this is G, this is the demolition of an existing dwelling and the construction of two chalet style detached dwellings at Clunch Pits, 1 London Way. And thank you, Clark, for finding the information from when this came to planning in June earlier this year. This is a different application, but I'm interested to see how it differs, really. Could we look at the... Yeah.
Okay, so that is the location plan.
All right. So is that the existing dwelling? There's an existing dwelling there now, isn't there? Yeah. That was that tiny bit in the corner, yeah? Was that that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this might be the document that shows the existing one.
Go up onto the right. Mm.
Hmm. Reminds me of the old 1970s.
Yes, it's taken a while. Patrick's going on now. Right. Okay, so that's proposed, yes. I think one of the things last time
So this is, I believe, existing. I propose there's a proposed street scene there.
Right, okay. And then this...
So what's happening with all the land then?
Oh, that's probably a better one to look at. It's probably a little bit bigger, shall I?
So is that what's existing now?
On the left is existing.
Yes, yeah. So that's one. And this,
and then on the right, the green stuff is what they're proposing.
So it's to demolish that one and build two. So I think what we had last time was about the impact of...
Nice.
There was also about cars, wasn't it? What did we say? Is it worth rereading what the feedback from last time when it was rejected? The proposed by virtue of the construction of a pair of two-storey dwellings and garages in place of an existing single-storey dwelling in the countryside would result in an increased scale of residential development and an increased domestication of the site. This would represent a harmful encroachment into the countryside and would cause harm to the visual amenity and character and appearance of the countryside. The sense of encroachment and visual harm would be exacerbated by the presence of the public bridleway immediately to the front of the site. And therefore it says it's contrary to various policies. So I'm just trying to understand how this application differs and therefore isn't.
Yeah,
the feedback isn't the same.
If I may, Chair, when you consider that across the other side of the bridleway is the back of PA Consulting, which has the Ministry of Defence contract and then the porter cabins, which are lined up like little soldiers along the back, so that must be detrimental to the countryside anyway. And this council renewed that contract for another 5 or 10 years, a couple of years back. I suspect they will keep coming back for it to be renewed. You also have the builders merchant, which is at the behind this proposed development, which is extremely busy and employs local people in the village. I don't know what else to say really, other than my gut would say that it wouldn't be that detrimental to the countryside.
Right.
Given the fact that you could argue
this is the original one that was refused.
Yeah, the neighbour comments might be on there.
What neighbours?
That's what they're saying.
I have to ask the Chair, what neighbours? Unless it's PA Consulting.
It won't, I guess, for
there are no neighbours.
For data protection, it won't have the neighbours' details on it and who that came from. So that's just a comment made by the neighbours.
So used by big lorries to business, so that's nothing to do with the houses. The rain runoff pause, yes, that's fine. That could be done with conditions set in for soakaway and drainage. This has been made worse.
Bearing in mind, we're looking at the one that was refused now last year.
Mm. No, I was just looking at those neighbourhood things. I can't think any of these would.
Do you wish to see the site and location plan?
Yeah,
of
just
last
to see year's? How. Yes, it makes no sense if it looks exactly the same, and if it was.
So why is it submitted? It must be some changes. Otherwise, it would just be rejected.
But I can't imagine how, for the reasons it was rejected by South Cams, I can't understand how that could have changed.
It's because they've used AutoCAD and it's a layered PDF. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm. So the car parking spaces are done differently, I think.
The houses are closer together, aren't they? The garages at the other ends.
So again, it's existing and proposed. There's too many material differences. Mm-hmm. If I can get. I'll try and get them both up side by side.
Yeah, because the cars are down this time as opposed to that one.
So, where is it? Was that the one?
Yes, I believe so. It's near that time, I think, because it's both of them in there.
It takes 3 weeks to draw it. Yeah.
That's the new one.
Taken out of the garage.
So that's...
Right, so... Right, so that's the old one.
Right. So that's got...
And that's the new one.
So are there no garages now?
Don't look like it.
So...
Oh, no garages.
Whole existing outbuildings to be retained.
They're taking the garages out. That's what this difference is.
But for me, the garages, taking the garage out doesn't change any of the reasons why there was was objected to by South Cams before.
Yeah, they've taken the garages out.
Well, I'd object on the same basis. There's no change. No, it's changed.
I mean, it would be interesting to look at what our comments were last time. For consistency, I can't see anything that's changed in what we would have thought. In fact, just that there are no garages there.
There's going to be more cars out on the road, on a bit more cars visible. What was it?
Yeah, that's what we've had them do. I can't see any reason why. Okay. Anyway, our comments from before, I think, were to object. Yeah. I can't see anything different at all. No. So.
Object for the same reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Would that be okay? To check, I say we haven't got what we said last time, but I can't see anything there that means see any difference from that. Can you?
No, not at all.
No.
The family garages.
Yeah. So the proposal is to object.
Well, the building's lower.
Oh, the building's lower.
It said chalet on this one, didn't it?
It said chalet last time as well. Yeah, it's two chalet style detached dwellings. Yeah. Yeah, if you look on, where is it? Exactly the same. And the construction of two chalet style detached dwellings with detached double garages. So that was what it was last time. This time it hasn't got detached double garages, it's got no garages.
Yes.
Okay, so that's so have we done that? Did we vote already? No.
Yeah,
do you have something to propose that we object on the same grounds as before? Thank you, Councillor Buxton. Councillor Hart seconding. All those in favour? Unanimous.
Can we check that we put noise in the last one as well? That there was noise, because you're going to have constant noise from the factory, from the timber yard, and that wouldn't be fair to residents if it's going to be an all-day thing. So therefore, whoever would buy those properties, they're going to be inconvenienced by... they would have to go in eyes wide open, but it doesn't make much sense if you've got young children or something like that, if you've got continual noise going on from a timber yard. So it's not appropriate to have buildings that close anyway.
I think that may well have been flagged up in what we said last time.
If that was flagged up, yeah. If not, could it be included? Check.
Yes, thank you.
I think I've met that.
Thank you. Okay, and finally, item H, a single-storey open extension rear. Open extension rear. Single-storey open extension rear. White House Farm, Cambridge Road, Melbourne. Can we have a look at that one, please?
Let's see if I can do something about the clarity.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a great set of plans. So that is existing.
Right.
Is there anything over here? No. Oh. Well, that's location. It's just a location plan.
Yeah.
Right. So that's existing. And that is proposed.
Right. So it's just...
just going to increase the roofing.
So that's the ground floor, isn't it? So it's just filling in that gap, isn't it, between the store? Yeah. When it says an open extension, does that mean that it's it's a covered? Yes, yeah, so it's just going to be
a covered
patio. Yeah. Things, doesn't it?
Pergola with a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Objections. I've taken it from neighbours or anything.
Do we know what the roof's going to be made of? Is it going to be in keeping?
Almost certainly.
Yeah. Single story open extension.
They've had pre-application advice as well.
Okay. And what does it say in terms of materials? Existing, I want to go down. Painted, so render, painted render, slate, single prime memory frame, windows repeat, the next one is, and then it's there.
Looks like all the same. So,
yeah.
This kind of windows, it's hard to know. What's the point of who knows? Don't care.
Can anybody think of any reason?
No.
Well, there's nothing from any neighbours?
No.
So, no, sounds like the proposal is to support?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, Councillor Clark proposing, Councillor Buxton-Segedy, all those in favour?
Okay.
Thank you. So, I got the L038. To note the date of the next meeting, which is the 12th of November 2018.
Could you excuse me, Chair?
Thank you. And thank you. I'd like to thank the clerk for the paperless experience this evening. I really found it helpful.
Yes,
thank you. Meeting closed.